What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Before we get into anything, I just want to wish the entire city of Vancouver a happy Pride. It was Pride weekend last weekend. Oh my gosh, how action-packed. And it's Pride Month for the rest of the month of August. Hey, what's up? Hello. If you're queer, I love you. If you're trans, I love you. If you're curious, I love you. I know that, I mean, obviously, Canada is its own kind of bag, but I mean, it's a bit naive, I would say, to not recognize and like protect the rights and safety of queer people as those, like, as anger and resentment and fear from groups of people just turn on marginalized people as they do, which is disappointing and depressing as hell. And hopefully we can say that queer people in Canada are more protected than queer people in the States and queer people in other places in the world, but who knows how long that will last. So grab your queer friends, grab your queer family, give them a kiss and a hug. And celebrate Pride. I feel like I'm not a really like celebrate Pride kind of person. It's not something that I like in my queerness have ever really like found a lot of, I don't know. It's like never really been something that I don't know. And I guess it never felt important, or I think that like I kind of grew up in like the communities that I'm in like are so queer and so visibly queer all the time that I, for a long time, especially when I was younger, didn't really get the kind of significance of being so, I don't know, being so celebratory of it, I guess. And also, there's a lot of critique of, like, Pride as an event and pinkwashing and all this stuff. But, yeah, I think that there is something, as material situations are changing, I am noticing Pride becoming more of what it's being framed, I would say, more as a protest. rather than a celebration in a lot of ways, and really acknowledging the safety and marginalization of queerness in a way that I haven't really experienced before. I guess it's just it's really scary and sad that that's happening, but it is also something, I guess, that I resonate with. I don't know. Just some thoughts. These are just some musings on queerness and pride, and just, that's all to say. Happy Pride. And I do love you. Speaking of love, we open the show with You Leave Me Breathless by Moin, off of their new release, Belly Up. And you heard this track on Teachable Moments, CHS One Stop Shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, private. Part of why I wanted to open the episode speaking a bit about pride and like my queerness, I guess, is because it's not really something I'm like that public with, I would say, historically. And I've been wondering, I don't know, I've been, I guess, teasing that out for me. But there is something about privacy that feels so, it is something that like holds this weird space of like how much to share, what not to share, what do you feel comfortable with sharing, like where is that comfort in terms of like shame versus pride, speaking of, versus newness versus whatever. Like, I just think that like privacy and the option to be private and the practice of being private is really interesting, and it's cool, and I just want to talk a bit about that. So what is private? Adjective, private. Belonging to or for the use of one particular person or group of people only. I think there's something like, obviously, exclusion is kind of tied into this. And then another thing I want to talk about is of a person having no official or public role or position. And like, kind of, I was really surprised about how, because to me, privacy is just such a like, I would honestly say like sacred thing. And having so many of the definitions being related to institution was really, really like kind of disorienting for me to see. But so this is what we're talking about today. But let's listen to some tunes first. This next track is Cracked Lip by Lutala, which is their newest single. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I think I crazed my lip, but no mirror to show me. The rain passed me. We'll be right back.
also make you need me. So don't be gentle, don't forgive me. If you'll be good, I'll take you with me.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the classic track Dreams Come True by SES off of the album Shoe Eugene C, the second album. This album came out, I want to say, in 1998. I guess you can kind of tell, but whatever, it slaps. Just before that, we heard Higher by Debbie Friday off of their brand new release, The Star of the Queen of Life. This is Debbie Friday's newest release, and it's her first release following the Polaris Prize winning album. I want to say it's called Good Luck. Yeah, which came out in 2023. And oh my gosh, what a reintroduction. Obsessed. And then opened that set with Cracked Lip by Lutalo, their most recent single. You heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments. Here's what's up top, what's hot, and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, private. There's something about being private that is very, like, obviously it's, like, very centered around a person, or, like, privacy is such a personal thing. But there's something about privacy that is really, it's requested. Obviously, it's something that, like, an individual kind of like maintains for themselves or like wants for themselves, but they have to like be curious about their comforts and curious about their shames and curious about their relationships and know what is fair to, not even fair to, I guess maybe fair to, just in terms of like people, I think, can often see the want for privacy as being like secretive. But I really think that like we need to let that go and let people have their own kind of like questioning journeys about whatever. Even if the privacy is what grocery store they went to today, like there's a lot of reasons why people request to not be questioned or to not be, I guess, just forced to share. And there's something very relational about that, of like having to ask another person for that thing, that privacy, that kind of space. I just think it's interesting. I think it's cool. So those are some thoughts. We're going to move right along those. This next track is Smiling Thing by TJ Felix off of their release, Music for Suspects, Antisocialites, and Pseudosapiens, aka the self-titled album. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Long after sunrise, that I looked for now.
Did you hear that?
Through the best of times, through the worst of times.
Attention, attention, attention. All artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Attention, si ce cherche, on ne regarde trop pas.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colloquially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you just heard the track Born in Silence by M-A-Z-E out of Philadelphia off of the compilation album Olive Seeds, an international benefit for mutual aid in Gaza. It's a really awesome album. All of the proceeds go to a bunch of really great organizations supporting Palestinians in Gaza right now. And you can donate yourself directly. You can also buy the album, buy a song. It all goes to these great organizations. So check it out. Just before that was Attention by We Are Wolves, one of their newest singles. And then open that set with Smiling. Oh, excuse me. Attention. Then open the set with Smiling by TJ Felix off of their album Music for Suspects, Antisocialites, and Pseudosapiens, aka the self-titled album. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments. CHS wants to talk what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of cool is cool, adjective, private. I talked in the last break about like the request for privacy and like that kind of relationship. But now I think the other side of that too is respecting that request. And I think like privacy, again, like because it is a personal thing and you're asking to not share. And then what you're also asking, I think, is like to be trusted that not share is not like deceptive or withholding or anything targeted. You're asking a person or an individual or a group to like see yourself as an individual and not as like a letterboard. You're asking to be respected and you're to share on your own kind of terms and on your own timeline. I think that there's like, you could talk about, I'm sure there's conflicts where this is complicated, but I think for the most part, if someone is asking for their privacy to be respected, it is a generous and like trusting thing to do to respect that. Especially when I think of the UK, all of these bio scanning and like data privacies and digital privacy and all this stuff, in my opinion, being completely violated. That violation of privacy, for whatever reason, is so like, that is the most malicious thing, not the actual privacy itself. And yeah, I just think a reframe would be nice. That being said, we're going to move right along. This next track is Heaven Is No Feeling by Kat LeBon, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
What does she want? Oh, yeah. Soft talk.
hard to know that you want more love than you've ever dreamed. Do you feel? Hello, what does she want? Hello, hello, what does she want? Hello.
Looking for fresh, local, organic produce right here in Vancouver? Come to the UBC Farm Farmers Markets, happening Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from June to November. Discover organic fruits, veggies, flowers, and herbs grown in the heart of UBC's campus, alongside baked goods, beverages, and artisan goods from local vendors. Enjoy the multi-vendor experience on Saturdays or stop by for some midweek groceries on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Visit ubcfarm.ubc.ca for times and details.
Hello. Take a moment to ease your mind. I'm glad you're here. Have you been to that sacred place within? That place that sound can create? Let's go there together. A place with the freshest beats. Gamelan tones of Indonesia. The many sounds of Brazil.
A sala cala, o jornal prepara quem está na sala com pipoca e bala e o urubu sai voando.
The possibilities are infinite. All available on Mixotroph, the best in world music, every other Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Join me, Nolzy, for exclusive interviews with local musicians and musical explorations. Tune in!
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Used for the track Hall of Stars by Bill Can off of their most recent release, T-Ball. Just before that was Men I Trust with the song In My Years off of their release Equus Calibus. And then opened that set with Kat LeBond's Heaven Is No Feeling, one of her newest singles. And all of these tracks were played on Teachable Moment, CHS One Stop Shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, private. We've talked about requests, we talked about respect, and now I want to talk about agency, kind of. I think that, like, and this has kind of been a thread for what we've been talking about already, but like, to request privacy, I think you have to see yourself as a whole individual. I'm not a very private person, I would say. I like cannot not say what's on my mind for the most part. I have a lot of respect for people who can. I'm terrible at secrets. I'm terrible at acting like I don't know things or don't whatever. I'm just bad at it. And that sometimes I wish I was a more private person, which is why I think like when I do feel the need for privacy around things, I feel so much more like rigid on it. I don't think I'm very flexible with privacy. But anyway, to know that you deserve to have privacy and you deserve to be private, I think you kind of have to really see yourself as an agental individual person. And I think that can be really hard in certain situations. I'm thinking, I guess, specifically of like relationships, but romantic relationships with that, but also in friendships, at your workplace. I think that like to respect your own privacy, before someone can respect your privacy that you request of them, you have to respect it yourself, which is something I guess I'm working on. That being said, we have tracks to play. This is Meridian by Lyra Pramuk off of their most recent release, Hymnal, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM at Vancouver.
Licking the sun, licking.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Here's the track Are You Alive? Featuring Maybe Anton by Username off of their most recently released Look What You Did. Just before that was Don't You by Maki O off of their release What Do You Believe In? Awesome release. I'm obsessed with it. Came out, I want to say, in 2023, 2024. Ugh, it's so good. And then open that set with Meridian by Lyra Premick off of their most recent release, Hymnal. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments. Teach another talk for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, private. Hey, I respect your privacy. We're going to close the show with the track You Light Up Like a Child by Black Belt Eagle Scout off of their release EP 2014. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
It's not